Indeed, happy Friday, and welcome to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting on the unceded traditional ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Aaron.
I'm Sasha.
And I'm Darby.
And this is the Flower Power Hour.
Yeah, we have a special guest today.
Yeah, we really do. This is exciting.
I'm very excited. This is my first time on air.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Like ever?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Coming cool. in over the
well,
airwaves.
Tell people a fun fact about you. Go. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color, you know what, this is the best icebreaker, I think, of all time.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I think probably I would have to go with yellow.
Why?
I love yellow.
It's a very cheerful color. Mm-hmm. It always brightens my day up, you know, like when you see like a little patch of yellow middle of the street, you're like, wow,
yeah,
that's like beautiful.
Yellow flowers are elite.
Yeah, I tend to agree with all those sentiments.
What's your, don't you usually have a follow-up question for that, though?
Yeah, what are your dreams and aspirations?
Yeah, that's the one.
my dreams and aspirations. That's a much worse one. I would have to say that one makes me a little nervous. I don't know. Probably to have a lovely radio show this morning. Have a nice sunny day.
Yeah,
enjoy
I like
the coldness.
That. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Right on. We got some post-punk this morning.
Yeah, we do. We got three in a row coming up here. We got a Vancouver-based band Novell, and then some new Black Country New Road. And then Shame, which is, I'll get into after, was one of my top songs of the year on my Spotify Wrapped.
Novell, I haven't heard Novell before, but Aaron suggested we play it today, and I'm pretty stoked to hear what they sound like. But I did read their press release and their band bio on their website, and there's some awesome wordsmithing going on. Novell is an engine of entertainment and social criticism, weaponizing rhythm and melody against the unsound powers that be: rigid new wave, angular funk, polyrhythmic disco, and intellectual punk together approximate a radical new sound that forms the principal means of ideological. Oh my God, this is so long. That's such a run-on sentence. But yeah, all those words describe Novell.
And that's what we want to hear.
And here they are on 101.9 CITR-FM.
Stereotypes wrapped up in plastic, complicit, distracted, impassioned, no more. Fractured, passive, cradle to casket, loyalties left in the grave by the door. We'll be right back. falling in line, busy falling in line. We'll be right back.
staircase, it leads only to some old pictures of you. Through a 1,000-mile-long chute. Hey, what's a city boy to do? Gentle hill racer, I was breathless upon every mountain just to look for your light. But for less than a moment, we'd share the same sky. And then Isaac will suffer.
body heat of 1,000 degrees. Let a box open so I can feel the AC. That's hell for anyone in this house. And if the body is willing, so is the mind. If you can't trust the heater, come back to the climb.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour, broadcasting on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron, got Sasha, and special guest Darby in the booth with us today.
Woohoo! Darbs!
Darbs in the booth with us. We started out that little run of three post-punk songs with Novel, at least I think that's how you pronounce it, Novel. Cool Vancouver-based band.
Blasphemously groovy Novel.
Precisely. That's Falling in Line from their album Nonfiction. And then we went into the new Black Country New Road track, Concord. And then we had Born in Luton by Shame, which was my top song of the year on Spotify, apparently.
That's awesome.
According to my Wrapped, I listened to it.
I mean, that song bangs.
It was like 45 times, which actually was like, I feel like I've listened to songs more times than that this year. But
I think that they only count when you've listened like all the way through properly.
Okay.
It's like you can't even skip like 2 seconds close
to
the end.
Okay. That
also,
makes sense.
Also, Aaron was lying. It was Taylor Swift as his top.
It was All Too Well.
All right. Look, we're not talking about Taylor this episode, but next episode for Songs of the Year.
I don't know, we don't have to talk about Taylor Swift, but I've grown an appreciation for Taylor Swift.
I appreciate Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right.
When did you not have an appreciation for Taylor Swift?
When she went on air and went on stage and was like, yeah, like Kanye never gave me permission, or I never gave Kanye permission to use that lyric about me. And then she like defamed him. And then like 2 weeks later, Kim Kardashian came out and I was just like, yo, here's the voice recording of you saying that you actually did.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah,
I forgot about all that celebrity beef, actually.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I didn't like judge her for that too much. You know, being famous is probably really hard, and managing a fan base of a bunch of impressionable children and
being
people.
Being famous must be really hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that was what the song was about.
I mean that. I'm not being sarcastic. It's probably really tough on her mental health. It's probably really tough on her mental health. To have all those eyes on her and expectations of how she should act and
Sasha,
talk.
Sasha, are you crying right now?
Hey. I actually am crying.
Yeah, good segue.
It's not about Taylor Swift.
No, it's not.
My car broke down yesterday.
Yeah.
And it really sucked. Aaron and I and Violet were driving back from school, and I was going up the hill on the way to the Shell gas station on 41st and Dunbar, and instead of going up the hill, the car started to roll backwards despite my foot being fully on the gas pedal. I've never had a car break down on me. It was devastating. We covered its body in flowers. We said a prayer. And now I'm dedicating this song to you, my beloved Diabaser. This is Someone Great by LCD Sound System about the death of his therapist and also about the death of my car.
Diabaser.
Diabaser on 101.9 Seattle FM. Flower Brown, baby. Let's go. It's Friday. We'll be right back.
just need love too.
This is Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
We're just experiencing some technical difficulties.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustail.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
I miss you before you're gone. Friendship only lasts so long. When we grow, sun, I'm blinded now. Away, away.
listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM, and we are absolutely chilling on this Friday.
We're chilling.
We're in DeBooth. You just heard someone great from LCD Sound System as a tribute to Sasha's car debaser.
Rip. Yeah. Well, we don't know that he's dead. I'm praying for him. He's just in a coma.
Yeah, he's in a coma right now, so we really don't know how it's going to end up. But the last one you heard was Fairy by Moontype from their 2021 album Bodies of Water. And speaking of 2021,
we have a list for you because it's that time of year. It's December, and all the major publications are here to try to twist and influence our perception of the last year in music by making lists ranking music from the past year. And the first one, the first major list that's come out is National Public Radio, also known as NPR, has released their top 100 songs and top 50 albums of the year. And it's polarized, as it always is. It's polarizing.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. And they're supposed to be. And they also, like, I think at this point, I think all three of us and many people at home probably too. Like, I've been following year-end lists by publications dating back to probably when I was like in grade 9. And at this point, it's become quite evident that the lists very much carry out the brand identity of all these publications.
Yeah, totally.
Almost to a T, where I'm almost always surprised, but I'm almost always just like, not surprised because I'm surprised that they chose it, but I'm just like, oh yeah, I guess I don't know where I'm going with this thought.
I don't know. I see what you mean. Like, it's basically just like, I don't know. Like, I also just saw we're not going to touch on it too much, but Rolling Stone just dropped theirs as well.
Oh, they did.
And like, I bet that there's just like some real old school artists on there. Like, you know, like we were talking about last week, AC/DC with like the Rock Album of the Year nomination. Like, that album's going to be on there probably. And like,
yeah, definitely Foo
Alice
Fighters.
Cooper and Foo Fighters and shit. Like,
Imagine Dragons will get a top tier placement.
Oh man, I hope not.
I think it's just so easy to get so jaded about these lists, like, I went back and looked at, like, the old Pitchfork list from, like, I don't know, 2014, and it just, like, it blows my mind, like, some of the stuff that they had, you know, picked, which were in their music festivals at that point in time were still, like, pretty good, and then, you know, just recently, it's so easy to just read it, and, you know, they'll end on, like, this statement that's supposed to, like, you know, encapsulate everything and make it like seem like the biggest thing, and it's not all the time.
They also can just, like, I feel like Pitchfork's one of those ones where they just like regrade albums too, right? It's like they'll never be wrong because they'll just like correct themselves.
And I think that the nature of music reviews and publications that provide some sort of value system to ranking music always becomes this thing in 2021 that has to do way much more with the brand and culture around an artist than the music. Because in this day and age, we have access to all this music. There's no sunk cost in me knowing an album comes out and checking it out on myself. Like, I can listen to the single. But like in the 90s, reviews carried so much power because you had to buy a CD to listen to it. And you didn't have access. You're not going to go listen. But there's no problem for me in this day and age of streaming to listen to the album myself and make up my own mind if I want to keep listening to it. And I think from that standpoint, like, publications like Pitchfork and NPR have become way more as like culture opinion piece articles rather than, like, they often don't even talk about the music. They often it's about some surrounding controversy, some aesthetic quality of the artist, public opinion.
Yeah.
So, Darby, what is number one song by NPR, and what does it say? Speaking of grandiose culture statements,
so we have Lil Nas X's Montero or Call Me by Your Name, which is, in my opinion, unsurprising.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
That song was everywhere, in, you know, even in a place where, like, I feel like you don't go out and about and hear music as often. I still felt like that one was just all over the place. But we have incredible little tidbits from this
Ann Powers.
Yeah, from Ann Powers, really, really helping us out. Just as Sasha said, there's some just like the music is not the point of it, but it ends on the statement, for all its welcoming shininess and singability, Montero is not a pride anthem or a cry of resistance. It's an existentially casual bop, and that's why it matters so much.
That is so good.
Yeah. Existentially casual is such a funny descriptor for a piece of music.
Yeah.
That being said, though, I think that I would not, I'm not disappointed in this number one song.
Yeah.
I think, like, culturally speaking, for a song that's so built in the pride of homosexuality, and for it to have been as big as it was right off the bat and alienated so many people, but still found a way to hit the top of the charts. I think that, like, it is an important song, and I like, we in our corner of radio, we're very left-wing and liberal, and it maybe doesn't seem like that big of a deal at a community radio station to make the statement, but
yeah.
I think for a lot of mainstream like radio stations like Kiss 92.5 and whatnot, for them to be playing that song, it is a big deal that it broke through and he like had the music video and everything.
Yeah, honestly, when I heard like was it Old Town Road?
Yeah,
I was like, we are never, ever going to hear from this artist ever again. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just the one-off, like, gets really famous on the internet for this one song. And I cannot believe the rise we have seen out of Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Like, it is truly one to behold. And I still, you know, we'll see about, like, future music-wise. But without a doubt, like, he's an icon now.
Yeah.
Like, forever.
Yeah. He's important.
Yeah, very important. So, honestly, respect on that front. I mean, like, there's a few other on the list, at least, like, albums wise that were like, you know, kind of what you'd expect. Like, I feel like there's like a canon of like 20 albums that have come out this year that are just like kind of thrown around in all of these lists in the top 10. Just like, I don't know, like I'm seeing like Arlo Parks here, like,
yeah,
like admittedly a really good album, but like all of these publications, like we're talking about NPR and Pitchfork and stuff, just seem,
yeah,
like,
it was on Rough Twitter Trades too.
Yeah exactly. And I don't know, it's kind of just like, I don't know, a little watered down at this point. I would have liked, I mean, like, I'm saying that while
you
I
want
also
something more
haven't.
Polarizing,
maybe, I don't know, like, I just,
you want a nihilistically casual bop, not an existential.
Is that too much to ask?
You want that Novel album on the list?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah. I want that. I want Shame's album on the list.
Your Spotify Wrapped should really just be the top 100.
I sent
songs
it to them too, and they,
yeah,
just like ignored.
I mean, you just bet. Yeah. If you want to find some thought validation for your post punk, just wait for NME and Pitchfork's lists to come out.
Yeah, there you go.
NME will definitely have your back.
Yeah,
and God knows Pitchfork loves Shame.
Pitchfork loves Shame.
True.
Should we play a little more music?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Sure.
All right. Well, we got the new Charlotte Day Wilson song, Even as the Lie, off of Alpha, which the deluxe version just dropped, which this song is a part of. So let's take a listen to that, folks, on 101.9 CITR FM.
Somewhere asiento. Someone I had or was to you. Look at you when you're high, eyes blind, better fly with the wind before the thunder drops. I wanna keep you dry tonight, but look at you on a jet above it now. Rain is shining, it's always the summer now. So bittersweet and still but a dream. Where even is the light? Somewhere between here and goodbye. But now my eyes are seeing through.
Darkness, stuck there for a while, and I know that some of my friends are stuck in there right now. Yes, I was living in this darkness. It called me by my name, and it told me all of the things I wanted it to say. And now I'm moving to the light, but it's stay. So I was fighting with this darkness, was finding ways to leave, but it would tell me I was beautiful. It would make me believe that it couldn't live without me, it just could not exist. How could I be so cruel to just walk out? Now I'm living in the light.
And we're back.
Yahoo!
The Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. And we are broadcasting over the rainbow today.
The Rainbow Railroad.
The Rainbow Railroad, a new hit song to be released in the coming days, months, weeks.
I just realized it's funny, like, I feel like every Flower Power episode, I'm just plugging Friday. Like, it's Friday, baby! I'm like, oh, yeah, because every Flower Power episode is Friday morning.
That's the good thing, though, is that, like, we, you know, if we were on Monday mornings, we would have to bring in a lot more than the Friday.
It's true. Because I'm naturally torqued up for Flower Power Hour. Yeah.
Can you say torqued up on air?
Yeah, it's like a spiritual thing, torqued up.
Getting torqued up spiritually?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
My spiritual chakras are fully torqued. Yeah.
All right, so I actually have a surprise segment for both of you before we jump back into some music to let us play out. I'm actually going to give you three recent news headlines. It's kind of like a reoccurring segment on this show, and I want you to pick which one matters the most to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So the first one is Father John Misty teases new music.
Okay.
The second one is Weird Al Yankovic announces massive North American tour of over,
holy
like, 120
shit.
Dates.
Guys still going?
That one. Or, that
yeah,
one.
What?
Or, don't even need
or,
to.
Wait, or Ozzy Osbourne celebrates his 73rd birthday today.
Okay, you know what? That one is really impressive. So congrats, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like some Josh Tillman.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for some Father John Misty, but it's got to be Weird Al Yankovic.
I think it does too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A massive North American
133
tour.
Shows.
How many years has he been doing this, and yet he's still able to sell 133 shows?
I don't know if they've sold yet. They might be empty.
My question is who is going to these shows?
What
right
is
now?
The fan base?
Do kids these days know who Weird Al is? Is he on TikTok?
No, that's the sad part. It's just like, it's the people at these shows are like 23-year-old dudes who are just like, oh, finally, Weird Al's back.
Remember White and Nerdy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so is that unanimous? Cause...
Oh, well, like, okay, Ozzy Osbourne, don't care.
What?
I don't care for him.
That's
Sharon! That's that guy, right?
Yeah, that's that guy.
That's fair, but like, I cannot believe that he has made it to 74. Like,
that's fair,
it's fairly totally impressive, considering how he, you know, goes about his time.
Hey.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, the 73rd birthday to the big man, Ozzy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the one that I care the least about is the Father John Misty.
What?
Wow.
I really couldn't care less about him.
Wow,
like,
why
I
not?
Liked,
why
I liked to, like, I don't know, like, I liked I Love You, Honey Bear.
Yeah.
And, like, Fear Fun was, like, pretty good. But I just, like, I really don't like him as an individual.
Yeah.
Even though, like, that could be said. But, like, you know, I really like the Smiths, but Morrissey is supposed to be a terrible person and whatever, this and that. But, like...
Mm-hmm. I don't think Josh Tillman's known to be a terrible person. He's just a pretentious guy.
Extremely pretentious guy. Like, to me, he is literally the Jared Leto of a little bit indie music.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, that's totally fair, but I can appreciate, like, Father John Misty is a super outstanding writer. And, like, despite his, like, sentiment being a little pretentious, he does deliver, like, at least a body or work of music that I care to hear out every time it comes out.
Yeah, that's cool. I just don't.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
I think
I respect your opinion.
I think just saying a little bit pretentious might be the understatement of the century.
That's
if
fair.
I specifically remember, there's like one line in I Love You, Honey Bear that's like, you got your mother's resentment and I got like my father's sense of anger or something like that.
Whoa.
Like right in the middle of, you know, roasting this,
beautiful,
you know, his wife at the time. I think.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's for me necessarily, but hey,
I love that album.
But I'd rather like the,
I like the title track. It might be my favorite Father John Misty song.
I'd rather like the over intellectual, not rather, but I think that there, as much as I can appreciate like thoughtless boppy pop music at times,
mm-hmm.
and just like groove to it because it's fun and danceable, I think I can also appreciate the furthest other spectrum, like, which is like over intellectual ego.
That's fair.
Because
like, would you say this is?
Because he's like a character. He's like a character. He's like an anti-villain almost.
He is, yeah. But like, is this really? Like, is this really taking that many risks?
No, like, that's one single. It's one single.
But I mean, like, it's his most recent song. And it has, like, 3 times more listens than anything else he has.
But it's a banger. True. But is this song pretentious? Really, you tell me you don't like Real Love, baby?
I don't think that this one is pretentious. I think that I Love You, Honey Bear is pretentious. But I love that album so much.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll talk about this in the car.
I will say I actually didn't
not
even
Sasha's
know.
Sasha's car, though.
I have not listened to any of God's Favorite Customer.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
It's good.
The album cover sucks. Anyways, it's just a picture
Anyways,
of him.
Happy Friday,
Anyways,
guys.
Happy Friday, Father John Misty. Yeah, that's going to be it for us. I'm not actually going to let Father...
Violet loves Real Love, baby.
Oh, sorry, Violet.
It's true. She does.
Yeah, I might. This might be my most controversial opinion.
And
yet.
She wants to get tickets to Weird Al Yankovic.
All right. Well, maybe we can work on getting some Weird Al tickets to give away on the show.
Ooh, maybe we can get him on the Flower Power Hour.
Let's get Weird Al on the Flower Power Hour, or at least a Weird Al impressionist.
Yeah. Weird Al.
Isn't Weird Al a Weird Al impressionist?
So meta. meta at this point.
Point in his life, right? He's just impersonating. Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're going to have one song play us out. Darby, you know a bit about the song by Nat Harvey?
Yeah, they're an artist. I don't know them personally, but they're a friend of a very close friend of mine. And I've heard their full album that came out a few years ago before, and it's quite good. So
yeah.
This is their new single.
Yeah, and this one's called Long Body. Yeah, and this is, you know, we always like to keep it in the fam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Play
They're
some friends
based
music.
Up in Squamish.
Very
so.
Sick.
Yeah.
So this one is Nat Harvey.
The Squam Town.
Long Body.
Happy Friday, baby! Happy Friday on Flower Power Hour!
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back next Friday.
To pick up something that you missed. Next to a glass of ice still melting. From the drink you drank last night, I catch you writing on the wall again. I wonder who you're leaving signs for. I thought the light would turn off on its own, and so the car begins to die without a push from your lawn. Body, but I don't have your lung. Body, I don't have your lung. Body, I don't have it now. I don't touch the wheel for half a mile.